But what does he mean by that?
What kind of message do I send?
Why are boys so annoying?
Finally, hooking you up with millennial dating advice. I'm your host, Heather Hopkins, and you're listening to The Hookup. Hey guys, we are back for another week of The Hookup with Heather Hopkins, and this is a long anticipated episode because I have my panel of amazing men right here. Oh, we have so I want to introduce you guys, but first I want to say hello to my live broadcasters on YouTube. Just so you guys know, you're welcome to ask any questions as we go. These men are about to be, they gotta stay on their toes because we don't know what they're gonna ask, right? So let's get to the show, right?
Let's do it.
Woo!
What about it?
All right. So first, let's meet our eligible, and one of them is not eligible, bachelor, right? Everyone here is single besides our one relationship man?
Right, I am dating.
Anyone else in a relationship?
Not
free game, ladies. Not yet. Who knows what will happen after this, right? So first up, let's meet our men. We have LJ.
Hey, how you doing?
LJ is a creative entrepreneur. He owns the Juice Bot, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Do you want to tell us a little bit more about that?
Juice Bot, it's a raw, organic, unpasteurized dispensing system. It allows you to get better access to real nutrition.
Okay.
So access to us is, you know, not only in the location, but also for a great price.
Amazing, right? Yeah. We all love some juice. It's LA. Come on. And of course, you know, we have to talk about dating, about LJ. So,
okay.
Of course, I always ask before my show, I ask my men, how would your friends describe your dating life? So if you guys didn't know I was going to broadcast that, I am. Okay, so LJ, his dating life, he says, I think my friends would describe it as fun. I'm rarely worried about it. Sometimes I find myself dating some wild cards, LOL. My friends and I don't have a culture of sharing the details, but I never hesitate to bring the person I'm dating / interested in.
I think you captured my tone really
exactly.
Hello.
So do you have anything to elaborate on that? So you
bring
your...
Well, honestly, like, me and my friends don't talk much about who, like, I'll say, like, hey, I'm, like, you know, talking to this girl, she's
right.
Pretty cool,
right.
You're gonna meet her.
Yeah.
But me and my friends don't talk much about the details.
Okay.
So they probably wouldn't know a whole lot about my dating life, honestly. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I have a question for all of you guys then, because us girls, we know everything. Even if we're done one date in, we have stalked them, all our friends have stalked them, we can tell you everything.
Yeah.
So do guys do that with their friends? Do you guys, like, talk about the girl you're dating, like, in detail at all, or...
To be a little bit more crude about it, it's basically just going on the Instagram and saying, oh yeah, she's hot.
It's like, okay,
so
my friend.
Oh, so you flash it.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's
like,
no, like, stopping.
Okay, cool, bro. Like, congrats.
No, I think in today's day and age, mostly on Instagram now, like, if I'm showing my boy, like, hey, this is the girl I'm talking to, it would look like every other picture I've shown it before, like, hey, look at this girl I'm talking
because
to.
Because you have a type, is that why?
Well, because there's a lot of girls who show your boy, so he might never take it serious that you actually mean you're going to be seeing this girl until she comes around several times, but because of Instagram, I mean, how many times have you shown your boy a photo of a girl on Instagram? Maybe not you, but...
No, I'll show her.
Girls in the same
I'm going on a date with her,
that kind of thing.
I'm just saying I don't go into detail with it about
it makes it easy for guys to know when a girl, when one of their friends is really serious about a girl, because if he... Oh, okay.
Sorry, I can hear it, like, amplified in the mic, so I'm like, oh, God.
No, it makes it easy for guys to know if one of their friends is really serious, because if they say something or they, like, point out that they're interested in a girl, it's like,
So
what if your friend knows you're a player?
Well, maybe it's different, I guess, but...
Because my friend's not going to look at me and be like, oh, you're going to be serious about this.
Yeah.
I feel like whenever one of, like, the guy friends that I'm with is talking about a girl, everybody's kind of like, oh.
Okay, there it is.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's pretty much the truth for all of you guys. If you're talking about it, it's
probably...
Nice joke here. All right, let's meet the rest of our men. Next, we have Timmy right next to me.
Timmy!
And Timmy. So Timmy is an aerospace sales. Aerospace salesman? Is that right?
Damn.
I work for 3M, and 3M makes everything in the whole entire
world. It sounds
world.
Pretty badass. That's all I know.
Aerospace division, yes.
Okay, awesome. So Timmy described his dating life as non-committal, serial monogamous. Oh. I tend to date ladies for a few weeks or months before I move on. I'm not big on hookup or casual dating, but if it happens, it happens. Quite frankly, it is a turnoff. Like, girl, why you gotta give it up so soon? Even if I might push for it, but still, you get me? So, in conclusion, I guess my dating life is non-existent for now, and I'm struggling to find someone who wouldn't give it up too soon.
And
keep me entertained at the same time.
Timmy!
I should have just had one of those emojis like next to it.
So let's elaborate on this sentence. Quite frankly, it is a big turnoff. Like, girl, why you gotta give it up so soon? Even if I might push for it, but still, you get me?
Yeah, absolutely.
So basically, it's a turnoff even though you push for it.
Yes.
Elaborate.
It's a turnoff. It's a turnoff.
Why you
push it? No.
It's a turnoff when I get a no. Cause not like the challenge.
But you don't play well when she say no.
No, if I meet you at the club that night, you come home with me that night. Then.
But it's a turnoff if she gets
a turnoff.
But no, you really want it.
Exactly. Like
he wants to play. He wants
okay,
to play.
He wants you to like.
He wants to play the game.
I understand.
Yeah.
He loves the game.
It's like playing 2K. You want to play Hall of Famer, not pro. You know.
That might be your problem.
It's just like 2K. Exactly.
All right. Well.
Yeah, she give you 2K.
And he wants to work for the team. He wants to work for the game.
Yeah. 2K. Next up, we have Randy right here. Randall Shapiro, right? We got Randy, and he is the he's an entrepreneur and co-founder of Simple Gardens, which is vertical gardens. How cool! Tell us the story behind that. How you got into that. Tell us a little bit more.
Yeah, for sure. So I run a company called Simple Gardens. We design beautiful indoor wall gardens.
Okay.
They look like wooden art pieces. You hang them up just like a picture frame in your kitchen, living room, and they automatically grow fresh food. So kale, spinach, arugula, things you can eat, things you can cook with. I started the business with my friend from high school, Riley.
Okay.
He's a material science engineer and a chemist at UCLA. So he's really dumb.
Okay.
He's a really dumb guy.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. He's single too, so he's a brainiac. No, he's a great guy. He told me about the idea about a year and a half ago.
Okay.
And I loved it. We've been working together since high school on projects.
Awesome.
And so when he brought this one up, I moved to Los Angeles to work on it with him.
Wow, so I can have a garden in my apartment.
Exactly, that's the idea. It's for people who don't have the space,
as long as it's
the
sativa,
the knowledge. Yeah, as long as it's exactly.
All right, that's awesome. That's so cool. So let's go into your dating life.
Let's do it.
All right, here we go. This is another good one, guys.
Hey.
Timmy and Randy sent it. Okay, here
okay.
we go. So Randy says, I think they'd say I'm a floater. I take time to engage in the right opportunities, but have a tendency to see what's out there. At the core, I'm an optimist and a romantic. I'd really like to find someone I'm all about and have feelings be reciprocated. I try to give every relationship a chance and see how things shake out. I don't like doing crazy cool dates with people I'm still getting to know, but when I'm into someone, I'd say I'd ball out and plan amazing experiences.
Yes.
Case in point, here we go, this is the best part. Case in point, I sent it last week to Israel to stay with a girl and her family I've been seeing.
Wow.
Yeah. Look at Randy.
I stand by that statement.
I love it. Yeah. How long has this been going on? I mean, going to Israel, that is like sending it.
Yeah, well, so some context.
Okay, give us some context.
Well, first of all, about that statement, I stand by that. I think some people like to take, first date, they like to go and do some crazy shit.
Right.
I'm about that, but I don't like to do that with somebody I'm just getting to know, just me.
Yeah, totally.
But yeah, well, I've always felt that when I'm really into somebody, like I like to really like put on an experience, like go do something really cool.
Mm-hmm.
This particular circumstance, I'd kind of been seeing this girl for a while, and
how long's a while?
Well, we started kind of like hooking up here and there, like about a year ago. But then I moved to LA. She goes to school in LA, so I've kind of been seeing her here and there, and. Just like kind of getting to know her, like getting to know her personality.
Right.
About 2-3 weeks ago, I had dinner with with her and her family.
Okay.
Her parents came into town when she was like finishing up with school. And I'd never met her parents before, but they were just like super chill. And they were going to Israel like a couple weeks later.
Uh-huh.
And they told me like, hey, if you want to come out, we're going to be staying in this dope Airbnb like right on the beach in Tel Aviv.
Okay.
And I said, I'll look into it.
Send it.
Checked the flights, found a good deal, bought it with points, and went out there.
Of course, my mind went to like the worst. I thought like this girl was literally in Israel and you'd never met her. And I thought you were like, I sent it. And I just went right there. I'm like, dang,
I wish I were that cool. But
this is way cooler. So you went on like an epic vacation last week.
Kind of. Yeah.
Oh, what?
So you sent it and got it back.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah. It was good. Yeah,
that's
amazing.
All right. Oh, okay, okay. Woo! And next, we have the amazing, lovely Maestro, who is the top manager in Hollywood. CEO. Did you just make this badass? He just passed me this note and wrote this down. He's a top manager in Hollywood, CEO of McCrae Management and First Track, or McCrae Management, First Track Entertainment. So it's two things?
Two things.
Two. So look at three things, yo. And he's got dreads. If you're on my podcast, you gotta tune in. You gotta see what I'm looking at. So let's go into Maestro's dating life.
All right.
He says it's non-existent. He's had a non-existent dating life since I'm a CEO and too busy. Can't find a woman who understands why I barely have time for her. But I can't understand why I barely have time for me. Oh, it looks like you're a little lost with yourself. Are you
okay,
Maestro?
That's
good. That is good.
Yeah, I like that.
You don't time for you? What is that?
I really don't.
Busy on podcast.
Right, yeah, look at this.
So I manage actors, models, photographers, cinematographers, directors, filmmakers.
How many people?
Like 30 maybe. But that's the thing. I delegate tasks to different individuals. So I have a film company, a record label, modeling agency, fashion company. I got executives above each one of those who have been in those fields for 20, 30 years.
Okay.
That are 20, 30 years older than I am. So.
All right.
Yeah, so I'm really busy. I don't have time for myself a lot. I have things that I want to pursue myself, but I'm too busy changing the world and paying it forward. And this is one of my interns right here. So.
Yo.
We always paying it forward and giving back, you know?
Yeah.
So I really don't have time to go on a date and do things like that.
When was your last date?
Sometime probably beginning of last year, somewhere around there.
No.
That.
Damn.
Like 2018 or?
Well, I go on, I try to maybe go on a date or something, but then it's like, even on my date, I might get a call from like a studio or something like that. So it's like,
yeah, you gotta be on call.
Like, this is Disney or something like that. Like, I'm not gonna know. I just met you.
But I get it.
I really gotta take this.
Yeah.
You know, and
yeah.
It's like so disrespectful and
yeah.
It's just like, all right, you know. So I had one girl I was trying to talk to, but she was just like, why are you always so busy? And I'm just like, you know, why can't you support the fact that I'm paying it forward and trying to change people's lives? And, you know, I'm really good at what I do.
I believe that. So have you had a relationship since doing all these jobs?
I was in a relationship at one point, but she was always just like, well, it's our time, it's family time, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get a call the next day, like, where were you at last night? Will Smith was here, bro. Well, you should have. And it's like, so then you start to resent the other person. It becomes more of a resentment in a relationship. And I've turned down a lot of major opportunities for a relationship that I was in for about 2 years.
Is it a priority to have any sort of relationship, or do you think you'll be good if you always are just doing your career?
I mean, I love the fact, I love the thought of love, just the notion of it alone, you know.
Yeah.
Never really got a lot of that. I was abused coming up, so I always wanted to find a wife and kind of settle down and do those things. But the most important thing to me has always just been helping others, and I'm really good at helping others, and I've seen a lot of people want to careers and change a lot of lives, so to see their faces and to see what you've done for me.
Woo!
That was
exciting.
That was pretty exciting, you know?
But
no, seriously, that's why people respect me, and that's why, you know, I'm the most sought after manager. I'm really helping people. I don't take advantage of clients. I don't do anything like that. I change people's lives, sir? So yeah, that's me. I just care about helping people so much more than getting some female and doing all this. It's like, you know, one day.
That's jet.
One day. Got it.
But main priority for me is helping others.
So maybe when you're like 70.
Oh,
he's like, where's my old lady?
When he retires, Why are you guys talking?
But I think what's up, grandma?
You could be like a sugar daddy, maybe.
Well, right now, seriously, I don't mind it. But right now, I'm in the process of being able to delegate everything out. So once once everything's delegated out,
then you can focus on
it. I meet a new artist or a new actor, and I'm like, man, like I was just about to be at the point where I could go on a date.
I know.
Now I can't.
One day, maestro.
I like to look at every moment as a date. You know, we all dating right now.
We're on a date.
We're on a date. We're on a boat.
All right, and next up, we have Mr. Will Wright. Oh, look at you guys. Did you notice? He's wearing a jean jacket. He was wearing a hat in his profile. I mean, what? Did I not get these photos?
I didn't even see mine.
Yours was cool. Yours was like a fierce look. Go back. You want to go back to his?
I'd like to see what it
is. Oh! Okay, let's go back to Will. All right, Mr. Will, here he is. He is a carpenter. Did you even know carpenters? Like, I've never met a carpenter other than Will.
I feel a little underachieving.
Oh, he's the best. He's
no, it's amazing.
He's probably the best looking carpenter.
Yeah, right? He's a good looking carpenter.
Similar feels, you carpenter, I let a pipe.
So he describes his dating life as spontaneous, impulsive, and he jumps into things without a lot of thought. You want to elaborate on that, Will?
I don't know. I just sometimes get myself into trouble when I... rational thought could have gotten me out of it, but I've been seeing a girl for a little bit now.
Okay, so we have another...
I mean, I'm single. We're not technically in a relationship, but... we'll see where it goes.
Okay.
She likes
sounds
you.
Good. Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. Okay.
I need you to get the phone.
I'm in a recording, though.
No, I know, but this person keeps on texting and calling saying, Heather.
Okay. Okay, one sec. You want to take over a podcast for a sec?
Yeah, all right. We got this.
I got this.
The boys are back in town.
All right.
I think we're talking about. Yeah, I think we should go around the circle. We'll start with you, Will, and we'll just talk about the the craziest date experience you've ever had. Craziest.
Whoa.
Something either happened good, something happened bad, but it has to be something crazy.
Well, it's not technically a dating experience per se, but I've had a lot of crazies on dating apps.
Okay.
So this is Tyler at the front desk.
Hold that thought.
And apparently, there's some girl downstairs, and she's trying to, come up, and she says that she hooked up with one of the guys on my panel this
solid.
Weekend. She said she wants to talk right now.
What? Hooked up. Oh my god.
There we go.
Did anyone? Does this ring a bell for anyone?
I'm not sweating.
How big? If it's Maestro in the dark. Yo, sir, can you get that person from downstairs? That's what
does,
that
wait,
intern.
Okay, he'll can go get her, but does anyone.
She on the phone now?
I let some random girl up, so who. Does anyone know this girl?
Did anyone
hook up with a girl this weekend?
Is she cute?
Not me.
I don't know.
Shit, girl.
Did anyone?
They didn't text.
Is she a girl?
No.
No, she just said she's downstairs wanting up. But I can't tell
if she's nowhere else on right now.
She's up.
I'm all about her, sweetheart.
Did anyone hook up with a girl this weekend?
Alright, so don't let her up, but if she's cute, get her number, set it up, I might go on my first date.
Okay, so
was it Friday or Saturday?
Just over that. Here.
Tell her if I spend over $10. Oh.
I had a little whiff. Beautiful. I feel like it's a little whiff of not being real.
Right? Okay, so, guys.
Is that a real
thing?
Are you trying to
get someone? He's going out and getting someone. I don't know who's coming up. Hello. So what? No one has a crazy girl they hooked up with this weekend. Could anyone hook up with anyone this weekend?
I'm celibate.
I don't know.
Guys,
I'm celibate.
I'm kidding.
Oh my god.
I want to see you on action this weekend. Wrinkle wisdom on the show. Sorry about that prank on my podcast. So, wrinkle wisdom is where I need you guys to all age yourself 40 years, okay? So you need to put your old person voice on. You're going to lean into the mic, and you are going to give yourself dating advice as your current, like, so you're going to be older, but giving yourself dating advice now. Okay? LJ, you're first.
So I have to, like,
move
to
the old person voice.
Yeah, lean into the mic.
We need to hear your old LJ voice.
Hey, girl.
LJ.
Yeah.
You should really find a girl that cares about you and cares about the longevity of a relationship. It's going to be positive. She's a good mom. Oh. And that she cares about the family. And what else would she care about? She cares about God.
Okay.
And she cares about treating people with respect.
I love this.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Wow. Support that.
All right, Timmy.
Raspy old
voice. You have to put your old voice on.
Old voice is a little difficult, bro.
Don't be nervous. No,
I feel like this is my old voice right here, right now.
Okay, go for it.
I'm just going to give my voice.
Right, we already do.
All
right,
let's see. Timmy. I want you to have the best time of your life.
Aw.
Keep doing what you're doing. Hang in there. There's love out there. That's it.
Aww.
So my young self, just have fun right now. It's gonna come naturally.
I like that.
All right,
yeah.
Randy, we need to age Randy first.
All right, dude, I'm like people always tell me I'm like an old man and like a 20-year-old. I make stupid dad jokes.
All right.
Randall, you know things are gonna get busy, things are gonna get hectic, but it's important for you to take time for yourself. And to make sure that even when things get hectic, get a little bit crazy, that, you know, you take time to appreciate the important things. And, you know, if you put in the work now, you'll be able to provide yourself, you know, that free time, that flexibility later on in life to do what you want to do, to have a family, to make time for your kids, your significant others, and make family a priority. So,
all right.
Stick with it.
Sounds like a young maestro.
Hey.
All right, maestro, age yourself.
I take that as a compliment.
Yeah, exactly.
You level.
Should.
Hey there, young whippersnapper.
I love it.
So check this out right here, young maestro. First off, you find a woman, you treat her with respect, you love her, never pay for the first date.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
Take her to the park or the beach.
Oh.
Get to know her.
Okay.
And see if she's about your money or about your funny.
Oh.
Money or funny.
Always be a gentleman, no matter what. And if the juice is worth the squeeze, make lemonade.
I love it.
And you always be a gentleman. You make sure she remembers you. If nobody else in her life, she will always remember Maestro. Because you were a gentleman. Don't pay for the first date, okay?
Wow, that's so interesting. All right.
All right.
All right, Mr. Will. Give us some wrinkle wisdom.
Listen here, Sonny. Be calm, be patient, and wait for the right one. You don't want to end up in a shitty relationship. And always pay for the first date. Always.
Call me too, man. Hey, you guys are on a date. You guys are on a date.
I do not want SpongeBob for the viewers.
Yes. Okay, guys, this is the fun part of my show where we play games. We love games here. I want to hear your opinions, and you guys all got signs. First, we're going to play Damn or Dumb. So you can pull up that sign, just flip it, and it has both sides. So depending upon, you're going to see some things on the screen, and you're going to hold up Damn or Dumb, and feel free to elaborate your thoughts at any point. So Damn or Dumb, I gave you two signs, and I'm going to give you specific trends or things, and if you think it's dumb, the trend or the thing, then you hold up the dumb, and if you think it's like, okay, I like that, damn, baby. All right? Okay. So number one, we have the big sneakers trend.
Ooh.
Okay, so you guys know the trend, how the girls are wearing the big sneakers. We have dumb from Will, we have a dumb from Maestro, we have a damn from Randy, we have a damn from LJ, and we have a dumb from Timmy.
Hey,
so
we got style.
Who feels really strong about damn?
I feel strongly about
damn. Okay, Randy, why don't you explain your thoughts on why you think this is a damn?
I've always been into shoes. I think shoes are a great reflection of somebody's character.
Okay.
So to me, being able to showcase some flavor, some emotion, some personality with your shoes, anytime it's a cool, you know, I think these are one of these, I don't know about
these. That's what we're talking about.
Big sneakers.
Yeah, but like some of the ones that are kind of trendy, cool, that's from, I noticed
okay.
those.
Okay.
I noticed those. I like those.
Cool, so you and LJ, Team Damn.
See,
who feels strong about dumb? Oh, wait, you want
to
go?
I like a girl that's willing to change it up.
Okay.
I think most people that are scared to like lean in the trend is because they're fearful that they can't fit into it.
It gotta be that big though.
So I know these sneakers are stupid.
That's what I'm referring to. But I appreciate it. We all do. Let's talk about the shoes.
So put on the stupid shoes.
Damn.
Okay, Maestro feels very strongly about dumb, and I want you to elaborate.
So I appreciate the feeling strong about a woman who's able to follow trends and things.
Kim, you want to push the screen up? It's people on the live are saying they want it louder.
Louder?
You want to pull the screen forward?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
it might be a little easier.
Louder.
Yeah. Okay, so continue why you think these big sneakers are dumb.
For one, I like women with small feet, so you're wearing big sneakers. It's like, yo, are your feet really that big? Or like, that's not even cute. I mean, she's walking around with big feet. And it's like, I feel like I'm talking to a dude. Look like clown shoes. Like, if I wanted to go bowling, I'd be bowling. But that's one of the things, like, you got big feet, and then, you know, following the trends is like, I think that's the most, for me, it's the most on the track. I like a leader.
Yeah.
You know, so I like a woman who's a leader who can set her own trend.
Okay.
You know, and be her own person. You walk around in these dumb shoes because everybody else is doing it. Like, who are you as an individual?
Okay.
That's very important.
So, so you don't like the people wearing the big shoes, but you like the person who first started wearing the big shoes.
That's something. We can talk about that.
This is happening all around me right now.
Or the woman who made the big shoes. Let's go there.
Oh my gosh. All right, next up, we have girls commenting on other girls' Instagram photos. You know that, like, yes, can I be you? You are perfect. I am obsessed. You know those comments? OMG, I literally can't. What do you guys think? Dumb? Or, you like that the girls are supporting each other? Or you like, are you kidding me? Of course you don't want to be her. What do you think?
I said Diana.
Is there a neutral?
I think it's hilarious.
Neutral. Okay,
I'm
we can
do
neutral.
As well.
Okay, Will likes it. We have a dumb on Randy.
I'm the only dumb.
Okay, so you feel neutral because you don't really care about the topic.
I love women that support each other, you know, but it's just like, you say you're beautiful, you're pretty, but to say that, you know, I want to be you, and like that, it's like,
goes back to
the trendsetter, like, yo, be yourself. Like, I like you for you. I don't like you because you want to be Jennifer Lopez or someone else.
Yeah.
I'm in love with who you are.
Okay.
So,
next up, we have biker shorts. You guys know the trend where the ladies are wearing the knock. Oh, we have a dumb on LJ. We have a dumb on Will.
Explain the trend a little bit.
Okay, so the trend.
Like literal biker shorts?
Yeah,
that's
literal.
Just a style
I mean,
of short.
It's a style of short. Kendall Jenner does it a lot. A lot of models start it.
They're like yoga pants with shorts.
I'll wear them.
I'm kind of like a neutral.
Will feels it's dumb and LJ feels it's dumb. Who feels stronger?
I don't know. I just think it was.
It
I used to wear biking shorts because I used to be on the mountain bike team. And it's just the worst look ever.
Like, wear a booty short or wear, like, your yoga pants. Like, decide.
Steve, my thing is, I don't want to wear a booty short.
Sense. It does not make a girl look attractive.
It's 100%.
I think it matters how she fits in it.
No, if she just feels cute doing it, do it. But you, if you're trying to be cute, it's not making you
look cute. I love it.
But
Randy likes it.
Yeah. But if she's got a nice, you know,
this is
a booty short squeeze, would it be cute?
Your yoga pants will look better. That's all.
I love it. I love it. All right, next up, we have girls who make the first move. Damn or dumb?
Damn!
I think it's universal.
I agree. You know what, you guys? On my podcast, I always preach my ladies. I'm like, if you want something, you'll get it. Like, yeah. why are we waiting around? Like, come on.
I don't think I've met a single guy who would say that's not
case and point proven. Yeah. They love it. You go ask out those
guys. I don't think I've ever heard that story where a guy's like, yeah, dude, this girl like came up to me and was like very forward, wanted to date. Yeah, I didn't like it.
That's
never happened.
It's true.
Now she proposed, I was never sore.
Well, you know.
All right, next up we have
juice is worth the squeeze.
Eyelash extensions. So I don't know if you guys, I mean, I always talk to guys and like, girls have that. I would say about like 60% of 40% of girls now have eyelash extensions where like they have fake eyelashes on. And sometimes it looks really good.
You have to put them on.
No, they're already, they get them put on every 2 weeks. This is a normal, yeah.
You probably also
don't,
a quick thing.
And you're guys.
I almost said damn.
So you don't really realize it, but like sometimes, I mean, sometimes it gets like, you know, a lot.
Everybody wears them.
What do you think?
Kids up there look like trash though.
Yeah, that one was bad.
Not
those are the dollar store.
What do you think about them?
I can appreciate someone trying
to go ahead and
do
like
whatever
it takes.
Why not?
It ain't gonna do
that. Whatever it takes to look good, ladies, continue on with your extensions. Next up, we have dressing up at leisure. You guys ever been to a party, bar, club, and seen a girl wearing like sweats with like, you know, nice going out outfits? What do you think about that?
It's so
damn,
Los Angeles.
It is
so
damn.
It's so LA.
Damn,
it's so
damn,
Los
damn.
Angeles. It's so LA.
It's LA.
Yeah.
Every guy likes a walk of shame. This is hilarious.
That
looks very comfy. You go out to the club, you meet a guy, you go home with them. You can just, you don't have to extra t-shirt, nothing. You already got it on. You walk in the morning.
I like it.
Go hiking.
I love that you guys like it. Makes me happy.
Rock your stretchy
pants.
All right, next up we have tiny sunglasses.
She looks like
Neo
in
the Matrix.
Oh, we have Dom. Okay.
She's
fly.
So
we
have
Randy,
who
says Dom.
You're telling me Neo doesn't look cool, bro.
Randy says
Dom.
He does in like a
90s like NBA star walking up to the arena look.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't see it anymore.
I don't even think it's about the glasses, though.
Come on.
I think it's the way you wear the glasses.
It's the way
you
wear it.
You gotta wear them
way
you gotta be down. That's
I would support tiny glasses if they were like perfectly circular, you know, like a little like specs. She's nodding. She's got the circular glasses.
But this is like the 90s, you know, you're kind of giving.
It's a throwback.
To like
it's
the
a 90s
throwback. And that's how you gotta wear it. Bro.
Yeah, okay.
Those look good on her.
We're not talking about the actual.
You're changing
people.
My mind.
Oh, we're talking about in general.
Yeah.
But those actually wear very well.
She's gorgeous and she's got a pair of tiny glasses. Like, those are cute.
I mean, a gorgeous girl would be cute.
I guess
you can do anything that would be out of fact.
And the juice is worth the squeeze.
Okay. All right. We'll let everyone in on that joke at the very end of this podcast. We'll keep them on their toes while we keep saying that. Next up, or last up, long distance relationships.
Hell
do you think
no.
Those are damn? Oh, hell no. We have damn on LJ. Timmy, what did you say? Dumb on Timmy. Randy says
dumb.
Maestro says damn, and Will says dumb.
If I gotta drive more than 15 miles, it's a long distance relationship.
Oh.
15? Wow, that's
Timmy is
shorter than I thought.
This is coming from non-committal Timmy, so we're
not downtown, you live in Santa Monica.
I was picturing
it's not gonna happen.
Timmy's like, oh, she lives a couple blocks down.
Yeah.
Too far.
Okay, who feels strongly about damn? Who wants to speak on this? Maestro, go for it.
I just think personally that takes a lot of commitment,
mm-hmm.
And it takes two people really mm-hmm. seriously wanting to get to know each other,
mm-hmm.
and not so much about the physical, you know. Mm-hmm. So I was in a distance relationship for about 4 months before mm-hmm. she actually moved to California. So mm-hmm. by the time she got here, we knew like, no, I'm really in love with you. Like,
yeah.
I really want to So everything just was that much more impactful when we finally did do things. And, you know, it was just like, wow, it was, we knew it wasn't about the physical or the sex or anything like that.
Okay.
Can I ask you a question? Did you have a baseline? Did you know this person prior to
that? Yeah, that's a little
I think it's important.
I did.
Okay.
So maybe that might be it.
That's my stance on it. I think, like,
if you meet her on MySpace, I don't know.
Any long distance thing that I've seen that works out, it's because two people have a really strong, like, foundation. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, maybe there's some circumstance or something else. My opinion about it is, as long as there's some sort of game plan for how that's going to
come
back around, you see the tunnel, the light at the end of the tunnel, I think that usually, like, works out better than the alternative of, like, this unknown.
Where you're just like, I never understood that. I'm like, you don't know when they're going to... I feel like there's no hope at the end of the tunnel.
You just keep the care out there, though. You just gotta keep it going.
Yeah.
There's always something coming up.
I guess you're always like, we can have a trip here.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't think I could do it.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was so fun. We're done with the video. We're done.
What?
You guys have awesome opinions. This is a good panel.
This is a good game.
So now it's time. We're gonna do some questions. So Joy, you got some questions that are coming in. So we are going to go ahead and answer those. We have all of our boys on their toes, and so let us know when you're ready.
I swear to God,
I can see them happening. Oh, we got some claps. I see that. I don't know.
My mom can't see this, right?
I don't know.
Your mom was downstairs.
Oh man.
I take it back.
That's a good one.
We have best buds after this. Okay.
Right now, people are just giving their opinions.
They're giving their opinions. All right. Do you want to give us any opinions that have been?
Let's see.
I'll ask some questions.
What does that one say?
All right. So one of my first questions was, who paid for the first date? So you got feelings on that, and I mean, so you don't want to pay ever for the first date because you want to. You won't pay because you want to see where she's. You want to make sure that she's not there for anything more than just you, Maestro.
I mean, I kind of got some. You know, as a gentleman, they say pay for the first date, but now we're living in 2019, and so many women just take advantage of guys and aren't even truly interested.
Mm-hmm.
And just want to go out for dinner or whatever the case may be, and
that's
dinner's
true.
Like six and. Yeah, I haven't been on a date in a while, but before then I was going trying to figure out who's Mrs. Right. And it's like, when you're a guy and you gotta pay for the date,
yeah.
you go on like 10 different dates, $60 each.
Oh,
it's like, that's $600 I spent this month.
Yeah.
We're trying to get to know a woman.
It has to be a lot.
It's a bill.
So here's my question. So when you do end up wanting to go on a date, I know this was a while ago. This was last year of the beginning.
Yeah, somewhere like 2 years.
So do you make her pay for the whole thing?
It depends on a couple factors, but I mean, really, I haven't been on dates in a while. No, but it just depends. There's so much that you can do. I mean, you can, like, we got the terrace out here, so we can go sit on the terrace and just invite her over. Hey, let's just talk.
You bring her to your workplace.
Well, yeah, I mean, I bring my people, but it's more so about getting to know each other. So for me, it's like, we could go on dinner, but we're not really going to talk. So for me, I want to get to know who you are.
Yeah.
So
wait, where
if
you
I
from?
Can invite you, Brooklyn, New York, Brownsville, never ran, never will, you know?
That's a good point. I'll just say, because I'm from Texas, so we always pay for the first date.
Right.
It's like something you just know you have to pay for the first date.
Here's what I say on that topic. You girls have to push a baby out, and we have a monthly visit. And we have to do all these things to look good. We spend a lot of money. You guys don't know how much makeup is, how much hair.
Right.
It's expensive. So if a guy pays for a date every once in a while, you know, just be thankful you don't have to push baby out. That's what I say about the first date.
I like it when a girl, like, finally, like, on, like, a third date, it's like, yo, I'm gonna get ice cream.
Of course. I'm not saying forever. I'm just saying. And I also understand the counterpoint of, but the girl could be in it for free dinner.
I've been on a date where it's like halfway through the date, you're like, man, I'm not even feeling this girl. Like, she's done this, that, and third.
Yeah,
but I know I'm the man, so by law, I gotta pay for whatever.
You have to charge to the date.
Yeah, that's what I said.
But there's been times you probably been with a girl who you got to squeeze her juice and you didn't even take her.
Oh, God.
Squeeze the juice. If you want to know what that is, wait till the end of the episode.
No, I'm celibate.
I'm retweeting what you're saying about, like, you're halfway through the dinner and you're like, oh man, this is just.
And you know you got to pay for it still. I've done it. I charged it to the game.
Yeah. For me though, I'm with Will. I kind of like I enjoy treating. I enjoy taking that step. But for me, because I feel you on that, I always like to do like a first date or something where it's not like a dinner. It's like I'm getting coffee.
And this is coffee, like, is perfect. This is how I counter it. Yeah.
Worst case scenario, we just don't get along. We don't see eye to eye at all, and I spent like $200 on a coffee.
Exactly.
Best case scenario, I like that attitude.
Well, I always recommend. I always say because I hear all the time, guys are like, I spent $150 for dinner and drinks, brutal. and I knew within 5 minutes, and I'm like, well, listen, don't do that every time. Yeah. Like, do coffee. Go on a hike. Go get like a smoothie. Like, don't drop so much.
I got money, so I'm not afraid to take you on a real date to see if it'll work.
But if you're gonna do that, then you gotta cop out. That's what I
say. I feel a victim to that because like the whole $150 thing.
Yeah.
I think I just first moved to LA, so that's my excuse. But yeah. I told the girl I didn't know where to go. I was like, you pick somewhere.
Oh God.
And then it was that day, and she's like, yo, I already set reservations. In my mind, I'm like, ding.
Reservations
to where?
Did she say all of her?
So, but I learned from that. I was like, okay, next time I'll
pick. Wait, I want to know to where. Where?
It's one of those Yelp, you know, quadruple dollars.
Oh, yeah, like one that doesn't even have
that. But you learn after that. I pick my own spots now.
As you should.
I mean, you learn from that, those kind of things.
Because I think the first date with two nights of a dinner is awkward. Nobody wants to go to this bougie restaurant.
Save that for your anniversary.
Well, you gotta know the person. Like, how are you gonna small talk in like a Nobu? That's bullshit.
You get fucking.
My question.
Just say, I'll meet you there.
Did it move on past the state, or was this a dating game thing?
So this is really what happened. After that, it was cool, and all that. I wanted to hang out with her again, and then this is when she said, yeah, like, we should hang out again. And that day, she was like, send me an Uber. And that's when I was like, welcome to LA.
And
I think that was like, I didn't respond back to that, knowing that she said, send me an Uber.
Send
you an Uber.
That's the same thing as picking me up, right?
Yeah.
It's the same thing as picking me up.
Send me an Uber is not a regular thing you say outside of LA. I don't know.
I already paid for my babysitter.
No, you didn't.
That's some regular shit.
She's from Texas and she moved to Cali.
She learned from y'all.
Wow, that's crazy.
I was like, this is a Texas thing. She's like, yep.
Squirrels. Oh my gosh, that's crazy. Next up, do you think settling, someone asked this before on my live stream. They said, do you think settling down will happen at the right time or the right person? If the right person comes along at the wrong time, will it still work?
I don't think you never really be ready for a relationship.
Yeah.
If you plan on it. You know, like, I don't have a girlfriend, but I'm not planning on having a girlfriend. It's just gonna happen, you know. I'm kind of chilling. Mm-hmm. I mean, and I don't know if it's like, I don't think it matters if you're a guy or a girl. Mm-hmm. You think you can find love whenever you find love.
Yeah, when it happens,
Some people get married at 22, you're like, five kids?
Yeah.
What power to you? You find love quick, you know.
Now, all of you that are single, do you feel like there was a right person that came at the wrong time? Do you have any kind of one that got away?
There's been a couple of people, but it's mostly just like I try to just live life in the moment, try not to let that bother me or like bring me down, because if you start dwelling on that, then you keep going in circles and circles.
Okay, do you want to move it up closer?
I think timing is everything. I haven't had that experience where I'm like, oh, that person would have been perfect, but the timing wasn't right. But I do think that I think the situation in a large part makes a lot of what the relationship is. Because in my opinion, like, having that bond with somebody, like, if you were stuck in a room with somebody for 3 years or you were forced into a situation where you had to be with somebody, like, people kind of gel it out, you know? So, to me, like, the best relationships, it's a product of a good compatible pair, but then also just the right circumstances.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my feelings on it.
That's pretty concise.
I feel like when you know, know, so it's like, yeah, you want to wait for the right timing, but at the same time, if the perfect woman comes tomorrow, you're not going to be like, wait, I wanted to wait until I got my money, right?
Yeah.
To do this, you know, however, if your money's not right, you can't take her out on a date and pay for the first date.
Yeah.
So it's still like, well, I like it, you're beautiful, but it's not the right time because I can't afford to pay for that first date right now.
Yeah.
So I think it has to definitely be a cross between two. As far as anybody got away from me, I got away from a lot of people. But yeah.
Okay.
This guy looks like he's got some.
You have anything to say?
No, I'm good.
And that concludes part one of the Men Tell All. In the meantime, go ahead and stalk these boys on Instagram. I will put the their Instagrams down below in the description. And also, make sure you're following me on Instagram at Heather A. Hopkins. This is where I post all the updates of the episodes so you don't miss a beat. And I'm wishing you guys a beautiful, amazing week. So make sure you bless the people around you. Mwah! I'll see you next week. If you guys enjoyed the show, please show your love by leaving a review on iTunes. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I hope that you have the most amazing week.